So Narada Bhakti Sutras, Chapter 46, kastarati maya, twice, kahatarati, who can cross over this maya, who can cross over, very difficult to cross over. Bhagavad Gita also says, Mamevipapadyante mayam ekam karanti. Only he who worships me. That means when God is worshipped, he becomes compassionate. Then he will say to the maya, because it is his shakti. Actually, you know, God says, so there are two types of mayas. A maya which seemingly is speaking as dumb. Another maya which will bring us up. One type of maya is taking us away from God. Seemingly, not really. Another type of maya, it is seemingly taking us to God. But it is seeming means what? If the Atman is really divine. If something which whose nature is divine can never become non-divine. It is like, that's why we call it madness. Is a mad person, is it his nature or is it a temporary aberration? Temporary. You get fever. Fever is not your natural condition. Because if it is your natural condition, if you don't get, if you don't have fever, you suffer. If headache is your natural condition, if there is no headache, you don't have a headache, you feel very bad. So you take medications to get the headache. You follow what I'm saying? Because nature means that is our nature. So to not to die is our nature. Not to be ignorant is our nature. Not to be unhappy is our nature. That is called divinity. Sat, Chit, and Ananda. How do we know? That the moment we become asat, sat means to not to fear death. Asat means unhealthy, ill health, any type of bodily weakness, all these things. Immediately you take trouble. Either you take the help of a stick, or you take the help of a medication, you take the help of a vitamins. When you become normal, become fit, how do you know? Because when you don't feel, that is natural. When you feel, it is unnatural. Fine, huh? When your head is absolutely fine, you don't remember there is a head. When there is no toothache, you don't pray, you don't never remember that you have got to keep. Isn't it? This is the natural. Forgetting the body is called bodily health. Forgetting the mind is called mental health. Can you follow that? Happiness. What is happiness? Forgetting. That's why when you are happy, you don't know how much time passes. The holidays, you know, they just pass by. Because you are happy. The moment I am happy, every millisecond you are counting. So Swami Dayananda Saraswati used to say, you know, you walk a few things. Want to know what is unhappiness, and you sit in a burning pan. How do you count time? Minutes? Hours?
Fractions of seconds.
Every millisecond you are counting and want to get out. So when we are remembering our mind, that means there is a mental problem. When we are remembering the body, there is a mental problem. When you are hungry, you remember food. So this is the truth about it. Okay. So tasarati, tasarati maya. So this word maya is a beautiful word. Ma, ya, ya, ma. Ya means that which is. Ma means అంటే ఏది యావదు మా మీన్స్ పిల్లదు ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ దట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ మాయ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్ ఇన్ స్మాల్ లైఫ్ యూ సీ ఎ స్నేక్ But actually when you bring light, what is it? Road. So the snake is not there. This seeing the snake is called Maya. That which is not there, you are seeing there. That is why it is called Maya. What is it? That I am the body, I am seeing this body, I am seeing this world. This is called Maya. So how to get rid of this Maya? Only by God's grace. Tastarati, tastarati, maya. We are all trying to cross maya. So another way to understand maya means, see, we are now, as we think, asat, achit, and nirananda. Asat means we are born. Though we don't think about it, we are already frightened. After maybe 10 years, 15 years, we are going to die. To think we are going to die, to think that the Atman thinks I am going to die, it is not there. That is called asat. So that is why asat also means asatya. Asat, sat means goodness. Sajjana, gurjana. That sat-jana is called sat-jana. So that came from this word sat. Sat means anything that makes us limited, unhappy, etc. So what does maya do? First, sat becomes asat. Chit means true knowledge, real knowledge. What do we mistake? Which is unhappiness for happiness. And happiness for unhappiness. That's why naturally, suppose there are two bodies. So, and one written, this is it, Amruta, and another Visha. Two bodies. So, inside Amruta, there is Visha. Inside Visha, there is Amruta. But we don't know that. All that is, we go by the labels. Then, what do we are likely to choose? Visha. Because it is written it is Amrita. We believe it is Amrita. And so, but we are actually taking what? Visha. And the other one, we don't want even to go near. But really that has got Amrita. So, what is in this samsara is a big quantity. Amrita. And bhakti is called Visha. That's why you ask people, oh, you are not able to come here, why you are not coming here, oh, we are very happy. They give various excuses. Why? They are very happy with what they are doing in samsara. Eating, drinking, mixing with people, making haja, playing cards, watching cinemas. All these are deadliest enemies. Cinemas are the deadliest enemies of bhakti. You know why? So in cinemas, every heroine looks like Devakanya. Hero also, Rajkumar, when he dresses, which woman is not there who doesn't want to marry him? Everybody wants to marry him only. Only if we don't study what is he outside the cinema. So that is why it is a cinema. We forget it is a cinema. But people, both Indians are mad. How many billions of people in India every day they don't need to go to cinema theater, your mobile phones and your TVs and your internet computers. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm telling, this samsara looks like amruta. In the end they don't know that it makes them the most unhappy. They are suffering. Actually they are suffering so much. So I will share with you something very important. Marriage is like one drop of happiness and 24 hours, then 23 hours, 59 minutes, it is only Visha. Morning till evening, if you have got children, and the biggest, most problematic change is the husband. He wants to show, to prove to his wife how great he is. Outside people are beating him up, but inside the house he is the only housewife has to say, "Wow, you are wonderful, you are my hero." Like a small child, because she is helpless. So, for this, so much people are working. From morning till evening, they get up without sleep, go to the office, work all for one. Little bit of happiness. And then, how much trouble? If something happens to any family member, everybody suffers. Whole family suffers. This is the samsari condition. Analyze it. That is the truth. Suppose a person is not married, he will have some problems, but he will not have the problems of others. Husband, wife, children, no problem, only that much. But married means it goes on multiplying, geometrically. But it looks nice. But after long time, many janmas comes to know, I don't need this. Then he moves on to the next ashrama, which is called Vanaprastha. That's why avatara comes to uphold his ashrama dharma. Okay, if you have got sufficient money, then at some age you retire and you spend more time towards spiritual growth, moral growth, intellectual growth, even what is aesthetic growth. Enjoy nice, how beautiful the classical music is there. South Indian, North Indian, Western, beautiful music is there. Enjoy. No, there will be time for enjoyment, no? People are busy. Anyway, so twice he is using custard. So what does it mean? Is it possible to cross over Maya? Yes. So how can we cross over this Maya? So, you have to take these steps, step by step. What is it? Yeah, Sangam Yajati, Yo Mahanubhavam Sevate, Yo Nirmamo Bhavati. In this particular sutra, three steps are given. Sangam Yajati. Sangam means attachment. What is the problem? Object is not a problem. We have to understand it clearly. Suppose somebody gives you nice sweet. Eating and enjoying that sweet is not a problem. But you develop attachment and say, it is so nice, I want it and I cannot live without it. That is called sangha. Otherwise, all swamis, you know, they all enjoy sweets. But I have not come across, if I don't get this one, then I will suffer. Well, if it is available, fine. Enjoy. If it is not available, fine. Go on, whatever is there, offer it to God and enjoy. This is called asandatram. So that is why how to live in this world, Yam asks an answer. Like a maid servant. It's a beautiful example. Well, if you have got a maid servant, she is doing everything. Somebody, doorbell, she says, what do you want? She feels as though it is her house. But she knows, evening, I have to go to my own home. I have got my own home. We have got our own home. Pandide Namane, Ilibandes Mane. So, Sangha is very important. Sangha is also important. Asangha is also important. So, Asangha will come only if there is Sangha. Asangha will come only if there is Sangha. When you can give up the lower step, only when you go to a higher step, without going to a higher step, I will give this one out. That is not going to be possible. So there is a law. Higher happiness alone will bring renunciation of lower happiness. So if you are eating Bella and you have not seen anything other than Bella, then that your mind will be attached to Bella. One day somebody brings you nice rasagulla. After eating this rasagulla, then you don't want to. To have anything to do with Bella. Automatical renunciation will come. So that is how we progress from a lower happiness to a higher happiness. Since Bella has come, you know, this first Indians were growing sugar cane and were extracting the jelly and they are exporting it to China. The Chinese emperor never tasted this before. So happy. He said, I want for everything with Bella only. But then I don't like that color. So he gave to the Chinese scientist. And they converted it into this white powder. That's why it is called Chini. China and then started exporting it. That is why sugar is called
Chini.
Chini, you understand? Our own Bella has gone there and come back here in the form of Chini. So, this is the law. Only by developing higher happiness can we give up the lower happiness. So that is what Nussanga cannot go unless there is satsanga. That is why one cultivating satsanga, slowly in course of time, the Nussanga also will come to an end. Then, Yog Mahanubhavam Sevate. So, who can cross Maya? Mahanubhavam Sevate. He who serves a great soul. Now, who is a great soul? This is the question we have to ask. If there are two people, one is caught in the samsara, there is another person who has crossed the samsara. Then if the one person who is in Maya, he can follow that person. If the other fellow is also having the same Maya, how can he help? Two drowning persons only help to drown much more quickly. If there is an expert swimmer, then this drowning person can take hold of, catch hold of him and slowly he will take. So, there is a Buddhist story. Two Buddhist monks, they were traveling together. They met accidentally and they were going to some other place. One was 80 years old, another was only about 25 years old. So, they came across a place where they had to cross a little deep river. So, as they were about to go, a small girl, 7-8 years old girl, came. And she also wanted to cross, but she was frightened. For a small girl, you know, it was all dangerous. Then the younger monk saw it and said, don't be afraid, you sit on my shoulders, I will cross. Take your cross. So she sat there. They both of them crossed, and after going to that shore, he let the girl down and said, now you go on your own way. And then both monks for 3-4 hours they were traveling. They were not talking anything. After 2-3 hours, the senior monk asked the junior monk, you are a man, how dare you carry this one girl? How dare you carry a girl? The junior monk said, it is true, I carried it early. But I left her 3 hours back. It was still carrying. So the Sangha, where is it? Outside? Inside our brain. Otherwise, how many people say Ram and come across prostitutes? Madhur Babu tested Sri Ramakrishna in 3 ways. First, he brought prostitutes. He took him to prostitutes. He brought prostitutes also to Ramakrishna's home. It could not affect him. Then, he wanted to give a lot of money, Jamindar. Simply, for his friend to take him. So angry, he took up a stick to beat Madhur Babu. He wanted to make me a Varanidhi person. Why Varanidhi person? Sannyasi. Do not do sanchaya. Stop. So the third is so much honor. Suppose you know your chief minister comes to me, visits, and then makes pranams to me. After that, every day you want to come and make pranams to me. Before that, you are not recognizing my greatness. Only when we say, oh, our Swami is so great, Chief Minister himself comes and then makes pranam. Of all the jealous good rascals. Any rich man. Rich man. Like that. But there are also useful ministers. There is in Hyderabad. Swami Ranganathanji Maharaj. All these villas and tatas are in his hands, under his hands. But he was not under his fair hands. So one day one of our Swamis, he went there. Maharaj, he needs some money. I am not able to collect. Ranganathan, he said, okay, let us see, I'll get somebody, I'll give him. He said, that time, this villa, he came. To Hyderabad. Then he knew Ranganathanji. He lives in Calcutta. So he knows Swamiji. So high respect. They came, he made time and came all the way. And this Swami was sitting there. Immediately Maharaj said, you donate 2 lakhs of rupees to this Swami. On this spot. Immediately they got to close the check and then give it to him. So good use also can be done. And another example you know is Indira Gandhi. She was the Prime Minister of India. And she was very fond of one Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Abhayanandi. When her mother, what is her mother's name? Indira Gandhi's mother's name? Kamala Nehru. Kamala Nehru, whenever this Nehru comes to Calcutta. She will also accompany him. And then he will, that fellow idiot, you know, he will bring her to Belurmar, sit waiting outside the gate, and she will go inside, and then meet Mahapurush Maharaj. His disciple, which was initiated by Mahapurush Maharaj. Oh, lucky. And this fellow will never enter inside Belurmar. He will be sitting waiting outside in the car. Some of the husbands also will be waiting with them. So, this small girl, Indira Gandhi, she had to be entertained. Bharat Maharaj used to entertain her, giving some sweets and playing with her. She was 7, 8 years old. So, she had tremendous respect like her own father. And then her father, mother, everybody passed away. Then afterwards, we have a big institute called Institute of Culture. In Calcutta, I don't know that you have heard about it. Huge, wonderful institute. And there's one day the workers, CP, communist worker, went on strike. And they won't work, they won't allow others to come and work. Then they our Swami strike, nothing happened. Then Bharat Maharaj was informed. And he phoned Indira, this is happening. And she said, don't worry, Maharaj. I am dealing with this. And within 2 hours, the workers returned. Because she threatened the chief minister that if they don't stop hearing Ramakrishna Mission, I am going to come and remove you from chief minister. So, what I'm trying to tell you, power also can help sometimes. So that is why Swamiji Maharaj used to go to Rajas Maharaj. Somebody asked him, you are a monk. Why do you want to visit all these Rajas Maharaj? They are worldly people. Swami said, I am not going to enjoy their presence. But if I want to run a school, or if I ask you donation, you might give foreigners. How am I going to run this school? But if I ask this Maharaja, he might give one lakh of rupees. Then I can construct a school, etc. I am going after them, and also they said they are rascals. Their pocket is very tight. So if I go there and influence them, thousands of people can get benefit. And that is after all your money. They don't have their own money, it is all your money. So, people are having that idea, if 100 people respect a Swami, he is a great Swami. If nobody knows that Swami, he is not such a great Swami like that. No. Who is the real great Swami? A person who has crossed Maya, he is called Mahanubhava. If we are fortunate, to get such a Mahanubhava, and it is possible only by God's grace. If we sevate, we have to serve. Serving means what? Does Mahanubhava require any service from you? You know, he doesn't require. Do you know why? God himself will serve him. So, ananyas chintayato maam te janaha paripasate te sham nityabhirtana yoga kshenam vaam. I myself will bring to them what is necessary and I will protect. Like this Tyagaraja's story, you know Tyagaraja's story? One day Tyagaraja went to some king's place. Then without his knowledge, the king had given some precious gifts. The disciples accepted. Who Tyagaraja did not, they put it in a palki underneath the mattress. And the poor man was sitting there and taking Rama's knife. Some robbers came to know about it. And they were following. All night they followed. They could not rob. Because whenever they approach near, two soldiers, one in the front, one in the back, and horses with brown swords were protected. They were so ferocious. The highway robbers could not approach anywhere. By early morning, looking at them, these fellows became converted. Looking at the soldiers. Then they came and fell at the feet of Tyagaraja. Please pardon me. He said, what did you do? Oh, we were planning to rob. He said, what is there to rob from me? I have nothing. He said, no, where you are sitting under me. There's a lot of money is there without your knowledge. So why did you fail? He said, you know, you employed two soldiers. They were very ferocious. Tyagaraja said, how do they look? One was black and one was white. Said, Rama, what type of nyaya is this? I have taken your name, want your darshana. No darshana. These fellows want to rob me. Whole night you gave them darshana. What a story. So, yo mahanubhavam sevate means you cannot serve. Have devotion, bhakti. And so wholeheartedly open your heart so that whatever he says, you will receive without any doubt and follow him. That is called service. Yo mahanubhavam sevate. So if anybody renounces the attachment, if anybody serves a great soul, what would be the third reason? Nirmamo bhavati. Mama means what? Nanadu. Nanadu anta bhavane dooradalli hogibidutte. So that is called that mamatva bhava is completely disappeared. So mamatva means what? Nanadu andre eno? ಮತ್ತು ನನ್ನ ಶರೀರ, ನನ್ನ ದೇಹ, ಅಂದರೆ ನನ್ನ ಕೈ, ನನ್ನ ಕಾಲು, ನನ್ನ ತಲೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಇರುತ್ತದೆ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್? ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್. ಐ ಯು ಸಿಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್, ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್. ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್? ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಭಾವನಾ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಐ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿಲ್ ಬೇರ್. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಮೈ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇ. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಐ ಮೈ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ಬೋತ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಸೈಮಲ್ಟೇನಿಯಸ್. ಸೊ ನಿರ್ಮಮೋ ಭವತಿ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ನಮಃ. ಮಂತ್ರ ಇದೆಯಲ್ಲ, ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ನಮಃ. ನಮಃ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ನಾ ಮಮ, ನನ್ನದು ಅಲ್ಲ, ಯಾವುದು ಕೂಡ ನನ್ನದು ಅಲ್ಲ. ನನ್ನದು ಅಲ್ಲದೆ ಇದ್ರೆ ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಯಾರಿಗೂ ಯಾರಿಗೆ ಸೇರುತ್ತೆ? ಇವರಿಗೆ ಸೇರಿ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹೋಮ್ ಬೈ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹೋಮ್ ಬೈ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಅವರ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹೋಮ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ನಿರ್ಮಾನ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ದಿ ಡೌಟ್ ಕಮ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಲುಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ಯು ಮೆ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ, ಬಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಎವರ್. ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಎವರ್. ಸೊ ಹೂ ವಿಲ್ ಲುಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್? ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಲ್ ಲುಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್. ದೆನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯೋ ವಿವಿಕ್ತ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ ಸೇವತೆ, ಯೋ ಲೋಕಬಂಧಂ ಉನ್ಮೂಲಯತಿ, ಯೋ ನಿಸ್ತ್ರೈ ಗುಣ್ಯೋ ಭವತಿ, ಯೋ ಯೋಗಕ್ಷೇಮ ತಿಳಿಸುತ್ತೆ. ಫೋರ್, ವಿವಿಕ್ತ ಸ್ಥಾನ. ಸ್ಥಾನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ವಿವಿಕ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಬಡಿ. ನಿರ್ಜನ. ನಿರ್ಜನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ನಿರ್ಜನ. ವೈ ನಿರ್ಜನ? ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಜನ. ಮೈ ಮದರ್, ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್, ಮೈ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್. ಸೊ ಮೆನಿ ಯಸ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಶಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್, ಶಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್, ಆರ್ ಶಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಆರ್ ಶಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಮೀ, ಬಟ್ ಶಿ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಮೀ ಇನ್ ಎ ಪಿಕ್ಯುಲಿಯರ್ ವೇ. ಯು ನೋ, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್. ಇನ್ ಯು ಕೆ ಒನ್ ಲೇಡಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ವೆನೆವರ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ವೈಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್, ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸಿಂಗರ್, ಬೆಂಗಾಲಿ ಲೇಡಿ, ಶಿ ವಿಲ್ ಇನ್ಎವಿಟಬಲಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಹರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಸಿಂಗರ್. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಶಿ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸ್ಡ್ ಎ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಕಾಲ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಲೇಡಿ ಕೇಮ್, ಹರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್. ದಿಸ್ ಲೇಡಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್. Afterwards, that lady started, I came to your house, you did not speak. This lady said, I was busy, not that I was trying to neglect you, you are my own friend. What is there? No. Then slowly they separated. So if you speak also, they take up. If you don't speak also, it's good. If you look also, they take up. If you don't look also, they take up. If you smile also, they will take up. Or maybe she is making
for not.
And if she doesn't smile, maybe she is very unhappy. This mind plays so many tricks. You can see, you can recollect all these experiences in your life. Very peculiar mind. That's what happened to Thakur. I told you this story, I don't know whether you remember it. There is one devotee of Thakur, very close. One day they were all sitting, Thakur was there. There were other devotees called Suresh Mitra. Thakur was praising highly Suresh Mitra, such a great devotee. And he spent so much money for the sake of devotees. He didn't say anything to the other devotees. Any other devotees called him. But he got offended. So why this person should be praising? And he stopped with him. For 6 months he did not. So after 6 months again, Thakur had called him and then he came. But what I am trying to teach you, that is common thing for devotees, what to speak of samsaric people. Problems, so many problems are there. So, yo vivikta sthanam sevate, he who prefers, if you have got 5 minutes time, you have a choice. You can watch TV, you can talk to somebody, or you can sit quietly and either read a nice book or watch some nice thing or listen to some picture, and what will you do? So that is called vivikta sthanam. Means what? Anything that helps us to go towards God is called vivikta sthanam. Wherever you are. That's why Sri Ramakrishna is to give 3 hints. So he says, Mone, Bone, Kone. Mone means, if you have no choice, just close your eyes and think of God. Lunch time. So there is, you have got 15 minutes. You finish in 10 minutes, 5 minutes. You just sit and then repeat your mantra. So that is Mone. Bone, if you have got opportunity, don't sit at home. Near by some park, sit in a bench, and everybody will be busy to pick up. It's called Vana. Manadarli. If it is not possible, in the house, some corner where it is very, very quiet. Very, very means there is no house where it is quiet. But usually our puja rooms are located for a peculiar reason I can never understand, between kitchen and toilet. In between these two. Those noises will be coming from here, noises will be coming from there also. So in the west room, many houses are basements. Once you go to the basement, absolute quiet, no sound comes. In Western countries, they don't allow any sound. Cars cannot call unless it is emergency. So people also, they don't talk much. They are traveling by cars. You cannot believe how quietly it will be like Mayavati and places like that. Here, you cannot expect it. But some ashramas are there. You see, what a difference between that room and this room. Today I was thinking they are all breaking that way, really. How much noise they are making there. So I was thinking whether we should sit here today. Fortunately, the Swami saved the situation. Let him enjoy. Vivikta sthanam means what?
Swamiji, what was the class for? Mone? Mone?
Mone means manasdali. Then vanadali. Then Kone.
Kone.
Corner of a house. Corner means in the house, which is the quietest corner, that corner, if somebody can really afford to do it, a soundproof room. Chikkadadaru kuda, onto Christmas, for one person, comfortably the person can sit. Then that would be the ideal. You just go into that room and then yes, so long as you are there, no sound will come. But cost is related, it is not possible for everybody. But that is the only solution. Otherwise, you have to put some noise cancelling headphones. Kota, there's a noise cancelling headphone. You know that? It works. They're very good noise cancelling. So you can just, you don't need to listen anything. You just put it on and put it there. Immediately there is so much of difference in noise. Or some earplugs, which is not very healthy. There are some for the medicating or whatever it is. So evicta samkhya. Yo, lokabandham unmolayati. Loka means world. Bandha means what? My dependence upon it is called bandha. Otherwise, staying in the world is not a bondage. But it affects me. If I get, I am happy. If I don't get, am unhappy. So if I get, I am unhappy. If I don't get, I am happy. Both ways, it works both ways. That's why Tulasidasa used to say, you know, both saints and evil people, both of them give me greatest joy. My salutations to them. So how do they do it? When sajjanas come to me, they give me the greatest happiness. And durjanas go away from me, they give me the greatest happiness. Well, yes, you know, one fellow is boring me. Unfortunately, that some fellow is not some unknown person. Otherwise, you can say, very interesting experiences. And here, one devotee used to come and meet me. He used to take notes and all that. And one day he started telling some autobiographical information. He is going on and on and on. So I said, I think I have to go after a few minutes. I understood, you are not going to carry. There is a starter switch. There is no stop switch. After that he stopped it. I am very happy. So what I am trying to tell, if it is some outside person, you have to, you can politely say, I got some other thing. But if it is your own person, very close relative, what are you going to do? So you have to find out some strategy without offending them. Very difficult. So pure loka bandham unmolayati. That is unmolayati, uprooting. So you cut a tree. Next day, it is starting to show some new leaves and all this. That's not cutting down. Uproot. Once the root is gone, then it will never come back to life. So we have to do it. It will take time. Any germ aspect we have to do. Slowly, slowly we have to develop it. Your Nistray Gunyo Bhavati. He who can become, go beyond the three gunas. Three gunas. What are the gunas? Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. So the first two is Tamoguna. What is Tamoguna? Is it a good guna or is it a bad guna? Every guna is good. If you want to sleep, best guna is tamo guna. If you want to do something, rajo guna. And if you want to concentrate, meditate, pray, do bhajan, sense of guna. But one guna should not intrude at other times. If rajo guna comes during the sleeping time, the fellow will become sleepless. There is some rajoguna there. Some fellows, they are born with the rajoguna, sleeping down. That is called sound sleep. Sound sleep. What is that? Sleep for themselves. Sound for all others. This is called sound sleep. So we fair distribution. 50-50. I take 50, you take 50. You take the sound, I take the security. Rajoguna. So, when you want to do something, tamoguna should not be there. That's what happens. When you are hearing lectures, when you are trying to meditate, sleep overcomes. Tamoguna. Sleep means what? Tamoguna. Tamoguna also not only sleep, indifference. Not having attachment to that, not enjoying it. That is also tamoguna. So you destroy gunya bhavati. Because God is beyond these three qualities. Body, mind falls within these three qualities. So that is why a person who wants to cut maya has to go beyond qualities. Because maya consisting of what? Three gunas. That is the idea. Yoga kshemam yajati. The person who gives up yoga and kshemam. What is yoga? Well, to acquire what is necessary is called yoga. And to preserve what we acquired is called kshemam. Sri Ramakrishna's life is a wonderful example to show yoga and dakshina. He never went anywhere. No gurus, no scriptures, nothing. Just ma, I don't know anything. You do whatever is good for me. He brought all the gurus, came in search of him. He never went outside the place. And they brought all the ingredients. Even it so happened, one day Thakur felt that people are moving here. If a tulasi vana can be made, you know, a garden of tulasi plant. Tulasi, do you know how tall they can grow? 10, 15 feet they can grow in good soil and thick. So, on Ganges, Ganges mud is very fertile mud, fertilizer. All the dead animals, bees, that, everything is good. So, when Ramakrishna just talked with the gardener, it will be nice. Next morning, the gardener came running happily and said, but some bamboo poles have come, rope has come, the sikkim for working also has come. It is there at the heart. Because he needed those implements. Those implements came. Joyfully he put one bamboo, this one, planted, and then in 3-4 months they have grown so much. If Sri Ramakrishna or anybody sits there, nobody will know from outside. One man is sitting here and he is meditating. So whatever wish Sri Ramakrishna had, he never went upstate. Mother provided everything. Even in disciples, nowadays we have to go outside to catch disciples. Because they don't want to fight. We have to bribe chocolates, people, otherwise they don't want to come. So, yeah, you know, I tell always, what is our puyas? B and B. Bhajan and bhajan. One day you celebrate no bhajan and no bhajan. At 12:30 you will get one batasa. You practice it once. Next puja see how many people do it. You know, when people, if they appear this in our ashrama, one senior Swami Prasthi had come visited to one of our ashramas, most likely to the Prasangudi ashram. So he attended the evening aratri. Then he asked the Guru, usually how many people come? He said, 5 people. Yesterday came, I saw you are the only fellow, and Pujari, and me. Where were the 5 people? He said, the Pujari, the Prasangudi. The person who sits, two, they are the mother and the five. Then, Swami Shastrananda came. He started attracting the Balasana. Then Swami Purushottamananda came. See, quickly people started expressing life, flies, to Bella, or Bella is there. Even today, I have not seen any ashrama, so many people is coming. So why are we coming? Because the tradition of bhajan. Bhajan is not mine, but bhajan. See, all used to enjoy. So many years they enjoyed Purushottama, Krishna and all that. So here also, how many people are coming here? Come on, Purushottama, but supposing there is some Swami, 8, 4, 5, devotees, together in that they sing. Many, many people do. Because people are Hindus, you know, they love bhajans. Especially simple bhajans, not only bhajans. They can also participate. So what I am saying is that we have to depend totally upon God. He will bring whatever is necessary, Mother will bring. Provided we depend upon her. Otherwise, if we are ourselves are trying to do, then God will not. So what does it mean? Depend totally upon
God.
So here, four things are told. First of all, the person must go to a solitary place. And second, attachment slowly. Every day you go and say, I have come from God, I am going to God. All these family members, they have come on their own, they will go on their own. I have to go on my own. Yaar varkar namgeti hai. We have not come with anybody, we are not going to go. This is a fact, you don't need scripture for that. This is our experience. Not only that, who is going to share some of your things? Will your husband eat for you? Will he sleep for you? Will he worry for you? Nobody can do it. At best, you know, okay, bring me a glass of water. Give me a little bit of food whenever we are sick or anything. Okay, they can do that. But we have to eat medication. We have to eat our own food. We have to digest our own food. We have to sleep also. We have to read books. Nobody can read for us. Nobody can meditate for us. Everything we have to do for ourselves. अकेला आए हैं, अकेला चला जाएंगे. This is a truth. For that you don't need to believe anything. It is a fact of life. So that is what lokamandan unnabhavati. Nistrayunya bhavati. That means what? Slowly go from tamas, reduce tamas only that much to sleep. Tamas also has got another meaning. If somebody talks very harshly to you, the capability not to listen to you, not to react to you, that is also tamas. Like a buckle, you know, you beat for a few minutes, it will not feel something belonging to the neighbor. After 5 minutes, it forgets. So it has got a good quality. What is that quality? It forgets it, that I am not supposed to eat. And if I eat, my master will beat me up. That it will forget. Only for 5 few minutes it will remember. So we have to have developed that quality. Somebody talks harshly, negatively. So after 5 minutes we should be able to forget. That is called good tamoguna. The capacity to forget. But what we do, we forget God and remember these things very clearly, crystal. In fact, we meditate upon that. Why did he do like that? Why did he do like that? So this is called Nistrayuna. From Rajas to Sattva. From Sattva, then we have to go one day to Sattva. We have to go beyond mind also. Then Yoga Kshemam Yajati. Yajati means what? You don't need to do. Simply be like a child. This is what Sri Ramakrishna used to say, Madhyaranya. So he used to say, two types of dependencies. There is Markadanyaya, Madhyaranya. Markadanyaya is young one of the monkey. The young monkey clings to the mother. Whereas the kitten, the mother takes hold of it. What a beautiful sight. I will tell you something very interesting, you know. Once I saw a documentary, one tiger, it gave birth to some cubs, and the cave was in danger of flooding. So it has to transfer its small ones from 2-3 days. And the eyes were not open. So these fellows were already fat. So they were drinking nice milk, you know. As you see, a newborn baby looks like an old monkey. But after 2-3 days, you see, full gay. He's drinking a lot of mother's milk and all. Like the chicks become very lovely, you know. You feel like eating the fellow off. That's why you can't restrain, you don't need to, but you feel like it, like that, so nice. Yes. So this fellow, it wants to catch hold of it. And that fellow knows, this is my mother. So it just relaxes like that one, it comes like that. Instead of opening the mouth, okay. Then it felt, maybe it will hurt my baby. So again, it came back, opened wide, then so that it can hold, the entire back will be inside that. And then it carried to higher level, like that one after the other, it carried. One also we were watching the other. It also has got a kid, which is one and a half years old. So the mother carried that fellow also, put it there. As soon as the mother was coming, it was following back to the old cave. Just now the mother took it, then again it had to put it there. And then again, it like that, two, three times it was trying to follow. It was thinking that nature to follow the mother. So, with one snap, a buffalo's neck with the torn mouth. That is the power, that muscle power. They can calculate, you know, mathematical calculation, how much force it exerts, a lion. But when it catches hold of his cubs, his nothing happens to it. And that also relaxes. So that is how this God will protect a kitten. The mother cat carries the kitten. And so we have to depend upon, completely upon mother. So God will look after. That is why he says, Ananya Chandai Dhamma. If somebody doesn't put anything else excepting him, then Yoga Shreemam. He carry what is necessary, I will supply. And what I supply, I protect so that others do not take a humble person. Both God will do, like a mother planning for the baby. Small baby, it doesn't know anything. But mother plans after 15 days. What food is necessary? Traveling time? Or what, how many nappies are necessary? All those things mother will plan. So baby is quite happy in the hands of the mother. So ultimately this is the complete Sharanagati bhava. God is going to look after. I put it, Annamaya. He left to be his home. He was going. Climbing to the people, there was no roads and all that. He was going to climb. So on the way, it was noon. We are not eaten for 2 days. One cinema on that night. No, yeah. Two cinemas have come. One modern and one old one. So like that, he was climbing. He fainted. That was time Tirupati Gattus were being offered to Lord Venkateshwara. So Mother Venkateshwara was mounting. First to leave Lakshmi. Lakshmi wants to eat. Suddenly she could see. Annamaya was waiting. No, I cannot eat. So what is the matter? My child is suffering from starving. How can a mother eat? And the child is like that. And immediately she takes some blood goes to the blood stream. Revive even 10, 15 days starving man. One Gardu can survive so much of energy is there, fuel, heat, and all that. So she takes a form of the old woman, goes there, takes his head, and slowly brings him back to consciousness and goes on feeding. And then he gets sufficient strength, he gets up. And then he wants to thank her. By that time he will clear himself, he will appear. Yadevi sarva bhuteshu matru rupena samsthita. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Om janani shara vidhem ramakrishna jagatpurim padapati. Thank you.
we are reading this Narada.